Okay, now that we know what Blazor is, let's build our first application with Blazor. That means we need to get our hands on some tools so that we can be up and running on our developer workstation with command line capabilities, editor capabilities, and compilation capabilities to build a Blazor application. So in this video, let's take a few minutes and acquire and install those tools to get us started building with Blazor, and then let's build our first application and take a look around. Let's take the nickel tour and see what's involved and what we have at our disposal in those first templates that arrive with Blazor. All right, let's get started downloading everything we need and building our first Blazor application. I've navigated to blazor.net and it's redirected me to this site. This is the Blazor homepage, and it's got all kinds of information here about all the features of the framework, those manager specific and marketing features that you always have people asking about. Really cool things that we'll eventually get into and we'll eventually showcase here on these videos. But for now, let's go back up to the top and let's get started with Blazor. We'll click the Get Started button to head off and start building our first Blazor app. And the first thing that it has us do is download and install the Software Development Kit, or the .NET SDK. This website will detect exactly what version you need and make it available for you to install just behind this button. I'll click it, save the file. Your file version, your file name may be a little bit different from mine as I'm installing this, as the .NET 5 version is the current version that I'm going to download and install. I'll save that and take some time to install that file. It's very easy to do, to install and have it available then on the command line for us to work with. After installing the SDK, and I'm here on Windows, so I can use all the tools, all the Visual Studio 2019 and later tools that are available to me. But the heart of the .NET and the Blazor experience is running at the command line. So let's make sure everything is installed correctly. I'm going to go to the command prompt and run the .NET command and make sure that I have that version available to me. So I'll go over to Windows Terminal and run .NET version, and I can tell this is version 50400 with some preview bits tacked onto the end to make sure that things are testing and working properly. Okay, I will next make sure that I can build my first Blazor application with the new Blazor templates that are available to us. So I will execute .NET new, and we're going to be particularly looking at these two templates right here, Blazor Server and Blazor WebAssembly. Let's start off building our first Blazor Server application. And we can take a look at exactly how a Blazor application runs. At the command line, I'll execute these commands, but these run the same on Windows, Mac, and Linux. .NET new, Blazor Server, and I'll call this my first Blazor app. And now I'll open that application using Visual Studio 2019. Here I am inside my application, and it almost looks like an ASP.NET Core application. I see a program and a startup file there in my Solution Explorer. I see a folder with pages, another folder with data, a www root folder. Well, that sure looks like exactly the same purpose that I have in an ASP.NET Core project. In fact, if I look in the www root folder, it looks like the exact same types of static content, CSS files, icons. These are things that are typical in a web page that are static content. They're going to be handed off to the browser to be rendered. But when I look at index.razor, it's got this at page element up at the top. and a survey prompt in purple text. That's not the typical formatting that I'm used to seeing inside of my ASP.NET application or my Razor templates. And it also has a .razor file name. That's interesting. Okay. Let's try running this application and seeing what it looks like. I have this Hello World application, and I'm greeted with Welcome to your new app, with a navigation menu down the side that tells me how I can go into a counter demo and a fetch data demo. All right, that makes sense. But this block right here, how is Blazor working for you? I didn't see that inside of my index.razor file. Let me go back there. Let's take a look at that and see if we can understand a little more what's going on here. Inside Visual Studio, I can see the directive on line 1 says at page, and it provides a reference to slash. That's a route being defined, and it's telling the Blazor runtime that this Razor file, index.razor, should handle requests that come to the root, the slash address of our website. And the survey prompt on line 7, that's actually referring to another component that's built inside of our application that's named survey prompt. And it's passing in a parameter called title with the text, how is Blazor working for you? If we take a look in the shared folder, we'll see the survey prompt Razor file. That's another component being referenced by this page. Because it has the name survey prompt, we can reference it and use it as a component inside of other .razor files. And these Razor templates are made up of this mix of HTML, C#, and references to other components. Our survey prompt file is made up of two halves. Lines 1 through 10 are HTML that looks a lot like the Razor templates we're used to seeing inside of ASP.NET MVC, with a reference to a title property on line 3, and a block of C# code defined on lines 12 through 16 that define that title property and decorate it with the parameter attribute. This component is being referenced and is what is being used to be inserted inside of our index file there on line 7. The collection of Razor templating, pages, and components all working together are what make Blazor so interesting and compelling for us to work on. Because as we're going to see in our upcoming videos, all of these tools make it very easy for us to write C# code to deliver amazing user interfaces for folks to build and work with our applications.